Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yo, yo, yo. Just keeping it relevant and young. This is Cuddle Club. I'm Lou Sanders, your host. And, well, actually just your host in this occasion. This is a podcast about cuddling, but it's not really. It's about human relationships. You should know this by now. This week, hang on, let me just clear my mouth. This week... This week, we're joined by Paul Childrey. He's a comedian. You've probably seen him on Live at the Apollo and stuff. He does massive tours. I didn't really know Paul that well until after this, and what a guy. But don't take my word for it. Take your own word for it. Listen in and then tell yourself he's a great guy. Okay. Pip, pip. But also, hello. Paul Childrey, welcome. How are you?
It's good to see you, Lou. I haven't spoken to you in a long time. It's been at least 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. We're warmed up. We warmed up with your podcast, didn't we?
It's like we're taking turns on each other.
That sounds very rude.
Oh, right. No, not in that way. I mean, it's like we were playing pool or something.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Cuddle Club. You said you listened to it, which was a surprise to me.
It's one of my favourite podcasts, Lou, and it's an honour for me to be a guest on this podcast, finally.
I can't believe that.
It's led up to this moment.
Right, so you will know that at the start of Cuddle Club, we have a quick fire round. So here they are. Are you ready for a quick fire? I don't think you've got quick energy.
I'm very laid back, you know, especially when I'm at home. If we were in person, I'd be jumping about the room and stuff and you'd be saying, calm down, why are you doing a Robin Williams?
Why is that, you're like Tigger in a room, but in your own room, like Eel?
It's weird. It's like doing a Zoom gig, isn't it? When you're very relaxed in your own house. The worst is when you do a Zoom gig and if you die on your ass, whereas a gig, you do a comedy club or something, you die or something, you have a bad, you can leave, you leave the environment. Mm. But if you have a bad gig at home, you're still at home.
Sorry, you're going to have to talk me through what a bad gig is because... No, I had one the other night, actually, to be fair. Okay, quick fire round. So you just answer as quick as you'd like. Don't overthink it. Okay, do you read a lot?
No.
Of Nazi propaganda?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like those long candles? You know, the long ones?
Yeah, I really like them.
Up your ass!
No.
Okay. Why aren't there more magical assistants that are men? Magician's assistants that are men?
That's a good question. And I need to ask Debbie McGee that.
Well, that would be a sensitive question because, of course, the late Paul Daniels is dead. Mm. She was his assistant.
Paul Daniels, who went on Good Morning Britain at the time, which was Good Morning TV or whatever it was called back then, with Queen, just after Freddie Mercury died, with Brian May, and they asked him if he was a Queen fan. He said, I don't really like music in front of Queen.
Did he? You've got to hand it to him. He's sticking to his guns.
Yeah, he said he didn't like music in front of Queen, who just lost Freddie Mercury.
Wow. But, you know, I sort of admire that in a way. Now, what are arms for, if not for snuggling? Touching. Are you into it generally? If so, how so? That's question number two.
Never really been a big toucher, to be honest.
Not a tactile family?
No, I wasn't really hugged as a child.
Were you not?
This is why I am the way I am.
Very cold. Would you say you're a cold fish?
Yeah, probably a very cold, floppy fish.
Oh, yeah, a cold, floppy.
You know that fish handshake when you don't grab... obviously, now, handshaking is... pretty much illegal. I didn't really like touching people's clammy hands.
So you're a stiff bit of cardboard, a very cold fish.
I'm very happy with the elbowing, which is now taken over. Yeah. An elbow to the face normally.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay. Okay, touch quiz.
Yeah.
You interested?
Let's go straight to a touch quiz over Zoom.
Okay. Who am I thinking about now? You get five questions. Who am I thinking about touching now?
Okay. What gender?
Male.
Actor?
Yes. Ooh, very good.
What genre of film?
All sorts, really. Quite action-y, a little bit.
Last movie?
No, you can't ask that. You can't ask that. He's very good at the touch quiz, though, Paul Chowdhury.
How many am I on?
You've still got two left.
Brad Pitt?
No.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
Oh, that's five, then.
It's Keanu Reeves. It's always Keanu Reeves.
It's always Keanu Reeves.
It's always Keanu Reeves. We're cuddling up, we're cuddling down, we're cuddling all around. Imagine I'm going to hug you. How are you feeling?
Cold fish.
Cold fish is coming up. The cold fish is waggling its tail.
Do you like the uncomfortable hugging when you hug someone? And who lets go first?
I never let go.
I did a routine about that years ago, about hugging someone for that 1 second too long and saying, don't ever leave me.
Yeah, that's nice. That's what I'm going to do to you when I see you.
Yeah, it's... I do it as a joke, but you do it for real.
But if you're, dare I say, stiff as a bit of card when someone hugs you, how do you have relationships? I imagine you need to, like, warm up. You can't just put your face in the puss. You've got to have a little bit of... You've got to have a little bit of a warm-up to that. A hand on the thigh.
Yeah, have you seen my beard?
But, you know what I mean? Like, you must be affectionate if you're going, if you're in a relationship.
Yeah, I try to be. I'm a very romantic man, as you can tell.
What's the most romantic thing you've done?
I think I once got a private chef to my flat to cook dinner on Valentine's Day.
That's nice.
For the girl I was going out with. And it was a massive meal that was cooked by a private chef.
Oh, I love that.
So we sat down, candles and everything. And then she told me that she cheated on me.
No, no.
Yeah, it was a really...
No. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How much was the chef?
Very expensive.
And then was that it for the relationship?
Well, she apparently went out with me and left this guy and then went back to him and then came back to me and I didn't know. But still, that's a cheat, isn't it?
What course did she tell you that she cheated on you in?
Oh, it was quite early on in the, I think it was, we were on starters and why have you done this? And also, you know, because of the love I have. And then it kind of, she was probing me to ask the question and then I asked it. And I'm not sure we got to mains.
Oh, I would have waited till pudding.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to miss out on any of the food. And I thought I might be turfed out. So at least get to pudding.
It was her favourite Lebanese food as well.
It's a good story, but it's a harsh story. And then did you split up with her?
Pretty much, yeah. That was, and she wanted me to get over it and stuff.
Did you give her a little Tupperware box to take home some of the food?
I don't think the conversation got to that point.
Nightmare.
Had a lot of food left over as well. The fridge was full of food.
Oh, but it's a sour taste, isn't it, in the mouth?
Yeah, and the thing is, as you know, when you break up with someone, you're not that hungry.
Yeah. Were you faithful to her, though? Are you a faithful guy?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
Unless I'm cheating on someone. When I'm cheating on someone, then I'm not. No, I don't tend to cheat.
Yeah.
I'd say early on in a relationship, if you're going out on dates, you go out on dates with other people.
Yeah.
It's just too time-consuming, I think, to date multiple people.
Yeah.
Who's got the time for it and the lies for it? It's hard enough dating one person.
Yeah.
Yeah, the chef's bills. And it's hard enough being in one relationship in 2021.
I don't think I could be unfaithful now. I really don't. I think I just fit. I don't understand why people are, because I think just finish it. If you like someone else more... You probably don't anyway. It's probably an illusion. And then just finish it and go out with the other person if you have to. And then...
Have you ever gone out with someone and they've left you for someone else and then they've come back to you and saying, let's go back out. I've made a big mistake.
I don't know. I feel like it must have happened, but I can't really remember.
But you've only had like two or three boyfriends.
No, I have not.
The ones I know.
Well, you have done your research, but no, I haven't. I have had more than that. Where are you getting that information?
I know everything about you, Lou.
Yeah, that's... I haven't had two or three. I've had like four or five serious ones.
Okay.
Where do you get that info from?
You know, not only do I do my research, but I ask people about my guests. Obviously, I'm your guest now, but I contact members of your family, school teachers, primary school teachers.
Right. Yeah. No wonder you've not got time to time someone. Blimey, you're doing all your research.
How could I even get into a relationship when I'm doing the Lusanders research?
This is, by the way, for the listeners of Cuddle Club, I was just on Paul Chowdhury's podcast, and let me tell you, he does a lot more research than I do. How do you chat girls up then?
Oh, I'm awful.
Really?
I'm awful at chatting girls, which is why I'm a single man at this age. I'm like, literally, a girl could fancy me and she'd be stood in front of me asking for my number, and I'm like, she's not really into me. I've got to listen to podcasts about how to attract women.
Oh, no, yeah.
Because I was very late in developing in with relationships and girlfriends, because I come from a strict Indian household, so we weren't really allowed girlfriends in our teens in those days. Now it's changed, whereas, you know, you're white and your parents would have been fine with boyfriends, and see it as quite a healthy progression in one's development. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it, Lou. Hey, Lou's boyfriend's coming up. Is he staying the night? Yeah, don't worry, love.
Yeah, they encouraged me. Yeah, you know, you're old enough to bleed, you're old enough to breed. That was their catchphrase.
That's my daughter, that is. I'm proud of her. Now, girlfriend or banjo, you don't have fucking girlfriend in my house. Straight marriage.
Really? So what, would they like to do you an arranged marriage if possible? Would they have liked to?
Well, no, there's no such thing as an arranged marriage, really. Arranged marriage in the Western world, the understanding is you're forced to marry someone. But an arranged marriage is basically Asian families are dating apps. So they'll introduce you to someone, and if you get on, you marry them. Yeah. So that's the arrangement. So technically, Tinder is an arranged marriage if you end up marrying someone.
Well, yeah, but they didn't. What didn't they have anyone on their books for you then?
No, they didn't.
Hard
because
sell.
I was a struggling stand-up comedian in mid-20s, and in those days, in the early 2000s, no Indian family would want their daughter to marry a stand-up comedian, and there never had really been an Indian stand-up as a success story in those days.
Yeah,
I remember I was talking to an Indian girl off an Indian dating app way back when. And she was like, well, how much do you earn? Because comedians don't earn money and my family aren't going to accept you. And I felt like I probably earn more than your dad earns being a stand-up comic. And it wasn't where I am today. But
it was
like there's this perception that we perform in pubs and clubs, especially to some families. Like, how can you make what's your full-time job? I don't know if you get that.
It's a bold move asking your net worth before date one, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's online in messages. Not even face-to-face or a conversation on the phone. It's what do you earn?
Wow.
My family aren't going to accept you.
Did you slip her some bank statements?
No, I pretty much unmatched pretty soon after that.
Yeah, fair enough. If you are willing to go on a date with Paul, do just tweet us.
Just tweet us. just contact info@paulchowdhury.com.
The private chef might not be date one. You have to earn that.
That's date three. Date three on Valentine's Day. So we'll have to spread out the dates too. Valentine's Day 2022. Back in our day, Lou, people would talk to you in person. Now it's all the apps and you just swipe on someone's face, as I explained in my last special on Amazon Prime.
Oh, nice plug. Don't mind. I'm not on the apps. I'm not on the bloody apps.
Well, I've tried the apps and no one believes it's me.
Oh, really?
And they think I'm a catfish, and then I try and get approved. I don't have any success on those things.
Because they think you're catfish.
They either think I'm a catfish or they think I'm an ugly bastard. So it's one of the two. Nothing in between.
We'll just wear a hold up a banner saying, not ugly, not catfish. Here for your dreams. Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Lou Conkeys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton. Okay, I'm going to ask a question from Alan de Botton. Something to say.
What, you've actually got questions from listeners?
No, I told you I don't do any research. Alan de Botton is like, he wrote Status Anxiety, and he, anyway, I've got his cards.
I can't believe the guy knows me. I'm honoured.
He doesn't know you.
I can't believe you sent these questions in. I'm honoured to Alan Botton's asking me questions.
Alan de Botton knows us all. He knows what it is to be human.
I'm honoured.
And he wants to know, what do you look for in a very close friend?
Trust.
They've got to trust you.
Mutual trust, I think, we can develop a meaningful Lou Sanders-Paul Chowdhury relationship.
It's not a surprise to me that the Angels of Fate picked that one, is it? How can one overcome shyness? Are you shy?
I'm very shy, actually, and that's been my Achilles heel all my life. I think that's stopped me from even being able to talk to women in my mid-late teens.
Mm.
And I didn't have girlfriends till my early 20s, so it was impossible. And also being a misfit and an outcast. I think we're outsiders being comics.
Yeah.
We live outside the sphere of normality, which is why we became the people we are today. So in a way, the balance of that is it led me to buying a Porsche.
and then swapping it for a Tesla. But the Teslas are more better for the planet, aren't they? So
much better for the planet, much worse for the bank account.
Mm. But you know, you cruising by them sweet babes is going to be like, who's that shy guy that lost his virginity in his mid 20s?
Well, yeah, it's like pulling up on a Porsche and then you know, the engine, the noise, the vibration. Pulling up at a Tesla, this is the sound of a Tesla. Yeah. That's what a Tesla sounds like when you drive it.
Yeah, yeah. But do you know what? I like that better. I hate car noises and motorbike noises. And I always think like, oh my God, just sort your relationship with your dick out. Mm. Like I hate noisy car. I just think, why are you polluting my ears?
But it's a male thing. I've never really spoken to a woman. So I really like that noisy car.
Yeah, so why do they think it's going to be a babe magnet? My mum actually doesn't mind noisy cars and motorbikes. And she says, look at them having fun. She had a motorbike when she was younger. And she's like, look at them. They're like, I get it. Like the noise. That, and she really gets it. And I think it's an abomination to people's space.
And they're saying we're living in the revolution of motor vehicles. We're where the internet was in the mid early 90s.
Yeah.
Cars are where they are now, so everything will go electric.
Great.
Within, they say, they think within 10 to 20 years, and there won't be any around.
Good, it frigging needs to. Although more people are getting run over because you can't hear it coming, but you know,
well, news you, you say that, but the Tesla brakes itself if you go near other things.
What?
Yeah, so it has certain, I don't know if you have to buy those extras, it self-drives. So
oh, yeah.
If you go near another car, it kind of stops. So I'm not sure if somebody walks out in front of it, whether it'll work that way. But that was an issue. They wanted to put sounds on electric cars so people hear them coming. But that didn't really happen. So they've added other... There are lots of electric cars, not just... Well, we're not sponsored by Tesla.
I think they should have different sound effects and you can choose your sound effects. So it's either ice cream van or it's like, woohoo, I'm coming for you. You know, it just makes a different sound.
Well, you can do that.
Whatever you want.
Well, you
it.
Can do that
can
with
you?
The vehicle we've mentioned, which I don't want to sponsor. You can maybe get them on as a sponsor, but you can have ice cream van horn noises and you can program it.
No.
Yeah, you can program it to the sound you want to... all that kind of stuff.
Wow, maybe I should work for a car manufacturer. Well, if that Tesla guy is listening, send me up to space, baby. Then send me back down to work in the car company.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies? Best on-screen cuddle, films, TV, that kind of thing.
When you say cuddle, that people have different interpretations of what that means.
Yeah, well, it's whatever you want it to be, Paul. And that goes for all of the questions.
Because some girls have said to me, do you want a cuddle?
Mm.
And I'm like, you hug them, and that wasn't what they were insinuating.
Ah, the naughtier stuff, was it?
Sometimes... people word it that way. Mm. When I've been lucky enough to receive a cuddle.
I think it's quite cute to describe a blowjob as a cuddle.
Well, I was going that far. But if there are any cuddlers out there, I'm always open to a cuddle.
His DMs are open.
It's an interesting one because I studied film and I'm such a film buff. I would probably say the best on-screen cuddle was Jack Nicholson in The Shining. He wanted a cuddle at the end and he's smacking the axe through the bathroom door. I think he was just after in a cuddle at the time.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually. That's an interesting read on it. Well, you know, hug a hoodie, hug an axe man. It all comes back to the same thing, doesn't it?
It all comes back to, we've always been the caretaker here, Lloyd.
Thank you. I have no idea what that means, but what's the best, worst or weirdest cuddle you've ever had?
It's probably me when you don't expect a cuddle and your arms are kind of hovering around him and you just tap him on the back.
What, so you're the weird one?
I'm probably the weird one. in that situation.
Right.
When it happens and if somebody hugs you and they start crying and you're just tapping their back,
yeah.
I've probably been more of a back tapper.
You don't commit even with their, even if they're sad, you don't really commit.
No, I then just back tap. I'm a great back tapper if you need a back tap. If you're hugging me, I'll give you a wicked tap on the back.
Tip, tip, tap.
Oh, yeah. Do tell us this one.
Who would you most like to cuddle? Everyone's going to say me. Who would you most like to hug?
Now?
Yeah, I guess now. I guess why not now, you know?
Well, there's no one around at the moment and I'm not a big, especially during this pandemic, I've kept away. And now hugging is legal, which the government stated last week. Even when there's a new variant out, hugging is a bit stupid why they're telling people to hug and go out.
Yeah.
It's like when they did that eat out to help out bollocks.
Yeah, although I did get some.
Yeah, we all did.
But have you been vaccinated?
I have, yeah. I've had the first jab. But I've had COVID as well, so essentially I've got the antibodies twice. And I'm waiting for the second jab.
Yeah. Well, who do you want to hug, though?
At the moment, no one. But if it came down to it, probably the closest person would be you, I'd say, for being on each other's podcast.
Yeah.
We've kind of bonded.
And don't rule out a little kitten either.
Yeah, then we can have a kitten together. Oh, right. Oh, like a creature. Yeah, I'd love animals, dogs, cats. Cats aren't really huggers, though. I'd say dogs are more huggers.
I'm going to get a cat that's a hugger that hangs around you like a scarf.
Yeah, I don't think hats and scarves.
You haven't met my cat yet. I haven't met my cat yet. But when I meet the cat, it's going to... Sorry, our cat.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The cat's going to be like, piss off, mate. You know, cats are very like, what are you looking at? Where's the dinner?
Hashtag not all cats.
Yeah, hashtag not all cats. So if you're listening and you're a cat, I didn't mean to offend your identity.
You know, we will be sending out a statement about that.
To apologise.
Time for the practical examination now.
Hard to tell if that's me whistling or the song. It was me. Okay, everybody, get your awkward faces out. It's time for the snuggle. Before we go, you don't like people touching you, so you're lucky that this is remote, because what I do is I come in, you close your eyes, you see if I can feel me hugging you. You just close your lovely little eyes, and then I just come in and I just cuddle you, and you're really grateful that it's remote on this hot day, and then I'm out. Did you feel it?
It felt like that movie Ghost. It was really nice, that was.
Am I Patrick Swayze?
Yeah, and I was kind of had that clay pottery thing that was squiggling around, and bits of clay going everywhere, splattering the walls, and you hugged me from behind.
Yeah.
And that song started playing in the background. It was a very nice cuddle, was a nice hug, that was. I enjoyed that.
Okay. Well, it's got a lot to live up to, because now I'm going to close my eyes, you're going to come in, and it's got to be better than the cuddle from Ghost.
Okay, so I come in from behind.
Behind as well.
Only because... It's a bit weird because obviously you're facing a screen. So...
I didn't say that was coming in from behind.
That's what
it's your imagination.
Yeah, and you've got your eyes closed. You're in the office there. You're on a podcast. I come in, I hug you, and then I just whisper in your ear,
And what cologne is that, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, that's Au Naturel.
Yeah, lovely. Lovely. The pheromones. Well, thank you so much for coming on Cuddle Club. I really appreciate it. Appreciate your time.
What a cuddle. That's been the best cuddle I've had all day.
Okay, so that was Paul Chowdhury. Yes, some sparks were flying, unless you're blind. He's got a podcast called Pudcast. It's not even to do with puds, but, you know, I'm not going to tell the man that he named it wrong. He's a live show, Live In It. It's on Amazon Prime, and he's on Instagram at Paul Chowdhury. So knock yourselves out. Remember to CC everybody in. If CC says something, you know by now. And thank you for listening, and just go love yourself, I guess. And I mean that in a nice way, not in the Justin Bieber. Go and love yourself, when really he means fuck yourself. Sorry to shatter that illusion, but that song from 8 years ago, yeah, it's a bit spicier than you may have realised. And also, may I be so bold and loving as to hold you in my arms and then ask for a favour? And that favour is, can you rate, review and subscribe to this on iTunes? Because it does help. You know, we're plugging away here, dears. You know what I mean? And Love to your families.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.